Let's pray together. God, we ask for your will. We ask that you sustain us, and that abundantly. In Jesus' name. Do you remember the Red Sea? God parted the waters. God showed us the way. God gave us direction. Do you remember the wilderness and the bread that we woke up to every morning, that fine, flaky substance? Well, there's more. Exodus 17. The whole Israelite community set out from the desert of Sin, traveling from place to place as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. So they quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses replied, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the Lord to the test?" But the people were thirsty for water there, and they grumbled against Moses. They said, "Why did you bring us out to Egypt? Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to make us and our children and livestock die of thirst?" I'm sorry. Am I echoing? Yeah. Like, it's really, really, like, okay. Can we adjust that somehow? I was trying to really get into the text, and all I could think was, am I echoing? Is that me? So anyway, they're out in the desert. The people are complaining, as usual, and they're thirsty. Verse 4, then Moses cried out to the Lord, "What am I to do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord answered Moses, "Walk on ahead of the people. Take with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. I will stand there before you by the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it for the people to drink." So Moses did this in the sight of the elders, and he called the place Massah and Meribah because the Israelites quarreled and because they tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" Direction, bread, and now water. What more do we need? Well, apparently that's not enough. Because despite direction, bread, and water, we are still to this day asking the question of Exodus 17:7. Is the Lord among us or not? We had direction, bread, and water out in the wilderness, and we started asking, well, is God with us or not? Well, God's given us direction. God's given us bread. God's given us water. How can we ask, is the Lord among us or not? Look at what God has provided. Fast forward thousands of years later, God is giving us direction. God provides us with bread. God provides us with water. And we're still asking the same question. Is the Lord among us or not? And so, this may be the only place that you hear this all week. But hear this. God is among us. The Lord is among us. You may not hear that much this week. You may ask questions, and you may hear questions, and you may see things, and you may hear things that suggest otherwise. Remember this moment that began your week, this Sunday morning. Is the Lord among us or not? The answer to that question, the Lord is among us. There was a poet named Stephane Mallarmé who said this. It is the job of poetry to clean up our word-clogged reality by creating silences around things. This is my Bible. And I don't say that about any other Bible. I have a bunch of them. I mean, this is what I do for a living in many ways. So I have a lot of them. I have ones in English, I have ones in German, I have ones in Greek, Hebrew, all kinds of binding. Some are hardback, some are leather, some are leather. This one is mine. I was handed this Bible, this one, when I was 17 years old, when I graduated from high school. And I have carried this thing around with me everywhere I've gone. Has my name in the front, the elders at the church where I graduated from high school all signed it, and three of the ministers, two of which I remember, you know, because this is a long time ago, this is 17. My first year of college, I carried this Bible with me everywhere because I was a Bible major, so I had to take a Bible with me everywhere. At least that's what I thought. And I did. I carried this very Bible with me everywhere that I went. And one Tuesday night, we had this thing at ACU called Tuesday Night Devotionals. And it was basically at 9 o'clock on Tuesday nights, we sat in the amphitheater at the Bible building and just sang, you know, for about 30 minutes. And I really didn't know any of the songs, but I liked them. And I liked being with everybody because I was so hungry and was so thirsty to learn that I just wanted to be around any and every opportunity. And so I went to this Tuesday night devotional. Well, they sang a song not that far into the semester that really got my attention. It was what a friend of mine called a happy, clappy praise song. It just kind of had a beat to it, and I loved it, and I still remember the words to it. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. And I loved the tune, I loved singing it, and I learned it pretty quickly, and I don't remember how. I don't remember if someone said, well, by the way, Jeff, did you know that this is Psalm 95, word for word, out of the NIV? I don't remember how that happened, but I do remember, however I heard and made that connection, I went back to my dorm room at Smith Adams, freshman in college, went straight to my Bible and opened it to Psalm 95. Because there was a little bit of disbelief. Really? It can't be word for word. You know, maybe it's just kind of like it. And I started reading, and lo and behold, it was word for word. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In His hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to Him. The sea is His, for He made it. And His hands formed the dry land. And I was like, oh, that's cool. But I looked in this Bible and realized that there was another whole half of the psalm. It's like, so did we only sing the first verse? Because that's only half of the psalm. So I kept reading because I wanted to get the full picture, right? So the second half. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the flock under His care. Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did that day in Massah in the desert,
where your fathers tested and tried me, for they had seen what I did. For 40 years I was angry with that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they have not known my way. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest.
So that's why there's not a second verse in Psalm 95. Somehow the happy clappy tune doesn't really go with I declared on anger. I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. Okay. First half, there's shouting to the Lord and there's praise. The second half, there's bowing. And then there's an opportunity to create silences around things. There's an opportunity to create a time for silence. Because, yeah, you need to remember the Red Sea. You need to remember the parting of the waters. And you need to remember the desert and the bread that God provided. And you need to remember the water that God provided. But don't forget the desert. Because it was out there in the desert that despite the direction and the bread and the water that God provided from the hand of God, we kept asking, is God with us or not? The work of worship is to remember. This is the work of worship. You know what the word worship means? It literally means a good work. The work of worship is to remember. This is what we're doing here this morning. We remember that out in the desert, God provided direction. God provided bread. And God provided water. Is God among us or not? God is among us. And even though some days it still feels like a desert, God is still providing direction. God is still providing bread. And God is still providing water. We walk through this desert hand in hand, and we do it together. And there are all kinds of things that are going to hit you this week that are going to say, where are you going? And then we will ask each other, where are we going? God's provided direction. What are you going to eat today? What do you want to eat? God's already provided the bread. I'm thirsty. God's already provided the water. Is God among us or not? God is among us. And so what do? In response to saying that out loud together, even here in the desert, what do we do? What is the core of our existence, even sitting here at this moment on a Sunday morning? It's that God has already provided direction. God's already provided bread. God has already provided water. So what do? Well, here's what we do. You ready? Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and song, for the Lord is a great God, the great King above all gods. In His hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to Him. The sea is His. He made it. And His hands formed the dry land. Amen.